Robbie Jo Ann Anderson was a loving mother of five and a wonderful human being. The 29-year-old from Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, passed away Thursday, December 23, 2021 in a traffic collision. Friend and co-worker Autumn Stillwell has organized a GoFundMe page, called, Celebrating the Life of Robbie Anderson, to help cover the family's funeral expenses. She had five beautiful children, which I had the pleasure of meeting at our company Christmas party, Stillwell said. I saw how great she was with them. Knowing that she was their only parent, I wanted to help take care of the funeral costs. Her kids should not have to take on that debt. Stillwell worked with Anderson at a nearby Arby's, where the two immediately clicked like old friends. Anderson even went out of her way to help organize the restaurant's Christmas get-together. Robbie Anderson was a wonderful human being, Stillwell posted to the GoFundMe page. She gave endlessly and always had a smile on her face. It was the type of smile that had you smiling right back, if not 10 times harder. She had this contagious laugh that made all your worries disappear. The second you heard it, you'd start laughing too. She was a hard-working woman. She was the type of person to come in early or stay later when her team needed help. She was an inspiration to everyone around her. Dominic Gunn said Anderson was his best friend after first meeting her when he moved from Maryland less than 2 years ago. She lived next door from me for about 2 weeks, Gunn said. I would see her at the stores. I would hit her up and she would hit me up. She was loved deeply. She was an amazing mom and friend. She always went above and beyond when she didn't have to. She was the sweetest person you could ever meet. The pair quickly became close and spent a lot of time together, including the morning of the crash. According to a press release issued by the Sault Ste. Marie Police Department, officers responded to a two-vehicle traffic crash on the I-75 business spur, near W25th Avenue at approximately 8:58 a.m. Thursday morning. Officers found Anderson seriously injured and immediately began life-saving techniques. Sault Ste. Marie Fire Services transported Anderson to War Memorial Hospital, where she was later pronounced dead. The vehicles involved were a Chevrolet Equinox and a Subaru Outback. The release stated that the Equinox was traveling southbound, before losing control and crossing into northbound travel lanes. The head-on collision took place in the northbound lane. Anderson had been a passenger in the Equinox, driven by Gunn. The drivers of both vehicles were injured during the crash and transported to the War Memorial Hospital. They have, since, been discharged. Gunn broke his metatarsal bones during the crash. I was the driver, Gunn said, softly. I am deeply sorry. Gunn has been in contact with Anderson's mother, who cares for the children, ranging from ages 2 to 11. Gunn also asks for the community's support and help in covering related funeral expenses. Gunn could not speak about the crash. Its cause remains under investigation. The family has asked to keep funeral plans quiet at this time. She was a private person, Stillwell said, reminding everyone that service details will also remain private. On the GoFundMe page, Stillwell wrote, "Anything you can give would help immensely. Robbie was a loving mother, daughter, and best friend. It would mean so much to her family and best friend, Dominic Gunn. It would honestly be a blessing if you could help out in any way you can. Please visit the Celebrating the Life of Robbie Anderson GoFundMe page to send donations. If anyone has information about the incident, please contact Sergeant John Weist through Chippewa County Central Dispatch at 906-495-3312.